Not compared to your injuries.
I didn't know you'd been released.
So I brought Emily home for the remainder of her recovery.
Actually, Victoria, I think I'd prefer to recuperate in the beach house with my husband.
Nonsense. Especially considering that Lydia's still on the loose. I would never forgive myself if she finished what she started. I'll leave you both alone for a moment.
It's nice to see you.
You should probably get some rest.
What the hell are you doing?
Containing the situation. She's on the verge of remembering what you did, and we couldn't afford to have some random orderly at the hospital overhear it.
So we're holding her captive.
We're keeping up appearances to avoid suspicion, for now you are two newlyweds blissfully in love.
And what happens when she remembers that's not the case?
Let me take care of it. In the meanwhile, try to keep your violent confrontations to a minimum, all right?
Take my hand.
I don't need your help.
I think you do. You're lucky she even let me come here.
You don't work for them?
Oh, I took her money. But no. Okay, room's clear. We can talk.
Who do you work for?
Just myself.
And the memory of my father. You're Takeda's daughter.
Nico. It's an honor to meet the only student he ever spoke of with affection.
And mine to meet his only child. I'm so sorry for your loss.
It took some time to accept it. As such a great warrior was killed by a random burglar. When I heard about your setback, I thought I could help you overcome it. It's what he would have wanted.
Thank you. But my mission's over.